Hey everyone, welcome to Shaws of Sunset, a date with destiny, episode 3. We've got changes, we've got breakups, and we also have some makeups. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I could listen to this all day, you know?
Driving. Makes me want to have like a Cosmo, right?
Yeah. Actually, we should. Next time we should start with some drinks.
I don't know. I might fall asleep though.
We'll get Sherbin, right? To order some bottle service.
Right.
Sherbin.
He's got the money. Make it rain, right?
$700.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shaws of Sunset. I want to introduce my beautiful panel here.
Hey, everyone. Happy Thursday. It's Donnie Marie.
Hey guys, and I'm Maite Creo, excited to talk about today.
And I'm Crystal McLaughlin, thank you so much for tuning in. We have so much to talk about, there's a lot of stuff happening in this episode. I wrote literally like 2 pages of stuff because it was just overly saturated with things that are going on. There's a lot of change, which is not necessarily bad, but definitely you see a shift. And I think you see the people on the show really growing. And it's really nice. It's kind of like nice to see them moving on and like almost like they're starting their lives now, right? It's like they've grown up and they're really becoming adults. So we start off with Reza and Adam. They are at the house that they're renovating. Well, technically MJ's there. She goes and she sees the place and she is checking it out, brings him lunch. And they start discussing how Adam is, like, pushing Reza into having kids, right? And there's this whole pressure that he's feeling. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think Reza is ready to be a dad. I think he keeps on pushing it, and Adam is more adamant about it. Adam is adamant about it. And I just think that it's I don't know. I don't think it's until he sees the child.
Yes.
Then he's going to get really into it, right? That can happen in some cases.
Yeah, no, totally.
So. Yeah, I definitely feel like he was kind of being pushy. Yeah. I even got frustrated at some point.
Oh my God.
I was like, Adam, like you're pushing it so hard. And I feel like if he kind of knew Reza, I think as best as we do, like when we watch him, you would know that I feel like Reza needs a little bit more space when talking about those things. So I think him pushing him constantly, he should kind of know that that's going to push him over the edge and he's not going to want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I even get that like vibe from Reza.
I just love watching it because Adam has such a feminine vibe, right? I'm like, oh my God, that's like every woman out there. She's pushing for a child. And Reza is that masculine energy that's like, no, I don't want it. And he's doing all these like manly things like knocking down the house. And like he's just – it's just a great relationship. I love watching those two together, even if it's when they're at a conflict.
Yeah. I think also too a lot of the responsibility will fall. I think Reza probably feels like a lot of it will fall on him.
Of course.
Not so much on Adam because he did bring up that whole fact. I guess when Adam was out visiting the new house – he's like, when you have the money, then you can make the decisions, you know?
Yeah, so. Especially like the closet situation, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny because usually Reza like spoils him a lot, right? Yeah. And I was surprised that he kind of was like, no, you're not getting that closet.
No, he's been,
Anyway, so speaking of change, I guess Gigi decided to get rid of her tattoo, laser tattoo removal, which sounds super painful, looked super painful, and she has to go through it 9 more times. Would you guys actually do that if you got the name of, like, someone that you loved on you? Would you have it removed or would you let it, like, I don't know, stay
there? Well, first of all, I wouldn't get the name tattooed in the first place.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I agree.
But, I would take it off. Even if I did make that really bad decision, I would have it removed.
Yeah.
Well, she says to her, it has, like, a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
I think the word itself, shalom,
it means, peace.
Yeah, something like that.
That's awesome.
But it looks so pretty, her tattoo.
It really does.
Like the size and everything. I was like, are you sure you want to get rid of that?
All of her tattoos look really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not like a big tattoo person. I don't even have any, actually, but like they look good on her.
They
like
do.
It looks very sexy, right? I loved how Destiny was sort of like the voice of reason. And she pretty much was like, girl, you ought to get that off. Like, there's no reason to have that on there. You need to let him go. And by removing that, she's really letting him go. And she's right, you know?
She needed to, I think. she's not telling her what she wants to hear.
Yes.
And that's a good friend.
Yes, yes, yes. I think
Which
so,
I've
too.
Noticed that Destiny's always that person. Like, she's always that friend in all their situations. And I love that about her. Yeah. She's so cool.
Yeah. I love Destiny.
Yeah, she's really cool.
So then we go into Nima and Mona going to dinner. Was that, like, not awkward at first when you saw them going into it?
Yeah, I thought there were a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, I think once again it's the show kind of making you see it that way. But once they were, like, in the dinner, I was like, okay. Like, they're just having, like, a friendly brother. Yeah, and you see, like, how annoyed they get when people think that. But I think they're cool. They're cooling off a little bit on
I don't know. Like, I didn't think that in, like, the first episode. But it kind of a little bit lightly creeped me out a little bit this time. Because it was, like, they went to dinner and it was very romantic. It was a very romantic setting. I know they're not incestuous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it is a little awkward. Mm-hmm. So they talked about a few things, right? So they talked a lot about Nima's relationship with Erica and how he feels about Gigi and, like, where he's going from here. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Mona is a bad friend because she's not revealing this information to Erica? Or do you think that she should stay loyal to her brother during this whole ordeal?
I think she's in a really tough position.
Yeah.
Because it's her best friend, it's her brother. She doesn't really know what to do in this situation. And I think the best thing... I think the thing that she felt like all she could do was, like, tell Nima, like, dude, you need to talk to her. Like, you need to tell her because I'm about to, like, explode and tell her myself.
Yeah. I have so much to say about that. I'm going to wait on it. But I just think that it is ultimately Nima's responsibility to speak his truth. Like, Mona does not need to get involved whatsoever. I get it. That's her best friend. We don't know the backstory to this. We don't know if maybe Mona, like, met Erica through Nima or if they've known each other from the past. Like, we don't know any of that stuff.
Well, I know that... in the episode, they had discussed something about, or he had discussed how Erica had been there for him when he was in the middle of, like, this divorce. So it seems like maybe they were friends. They were all friends at one point, right? And that maybe she, and this is all speculation, I don't know, but maybe that's when she came in and, you know, you, when someone is so good to you, when you're feeling so bad and you're feeling so down, like, you know, some people, not me particularly, but, like, some people take into that and they take advantage of that situation. So I feel for her. I feel for her a lot because she obviously loves him and she's expecting a ring. And
Yeah, but then he's also said it in the past too. Like, when he was having that conversation, he's like, I've told you, I don't want to have kids.
True.
So he's been, I feel like he's been honest. He does, he does come across, I feel like they portray him as this, like, bad guy and him doing something wrong.
I don't think he is.
But I don't think he is either. And I just think that he's just speaking his truth. And then we get a sneak peek into next week and it's like, she's still there. And I'm like, okay, now I really don't feel sorry for you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Like, you should know better when you get yourself into these situations.
Hey, I always say when a guy says something, he means it. I really always say that. It's true. So true. But speaking of meaning something.
Oh my God, we're all the way out here. You all mean so much to us.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. So our network produces aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, which I really think it's all of them. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is really no network that works harder to serve television fans. But, of course, as always, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, just like you're watching right now, reality TV. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz other YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments section, and we'll give you a shout-out on air. So thanks so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Woo! Thank you, girl.
And iTunes, too. Yes. Go like, five stars, comment.
Comment. Mm-hmm. If you're in the live chat, like, we will shout you out.
Yes.
Please.
We have our live chat.
Talk to us. Ask us questions. We love talking with you guys and interacting with you guys. We really appreciate you. So next up, what's... Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. It's been one of those days.
Too much to talk about.
Yeah. So anyways, Nima and Erica end up going for a hike. And then he finally decides to reveal this information, right? This scandalous information. How do you guys think he went about it? Like, do you think that he was sincere, or do you feel like he just felt sort of like forced, or maybe that he told her because he wanted out of it?
I think there was a point in that conversation that kind of bothered me, and that was when she asked, did you stop the kiss or did she? And she, right. Gigi stopped it, but he said, no, I did. It kind of just stopped. Well, he didn't say I did. It stopped mutually. On its own. And I was like, okay, that's not what happened, dude. Like,
she caught him on the lie, though. She's like, yeah. I don't believe you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're lying.
You know. You always know when they're lying.
It's like, yes. If you're going to tell her, be honest all the way. Mm-hmm. Don't, like, you know, give her lies in the middle of telling the truth, so...
Yes. Yeah. We have someone in our live chat Woo-hoo. Chiming in. Lauren says, when you still love your ex, realize that and acknowledge that. Then force yourself to move on for good health. Oof. So, yeah.
I just got chills from that. I don't know why, but that gave me chills. I haven't had an ex in a really long time, so I don't know where that came from. Gosh, the residual stuff.
There's,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's something hidden, Ooh, too.
Right here, right here. Let me smack it up.
Yeah, I think it's so. I think she asked the right questions and she kept her composure together too.
Girl,
I would have been like, what? Let me take off my hoops.
I would have gotten real Latina. Let me tell you.
She was like, I'm boiling. I
was like, girl,
yeah. I'm boiling. I was like, are you serious? That's your boiling. He's like, I know you're mad right now.
I'm boiling.
Yeah.
What the heck was that?
I know.
Okay, all I can say is I give it to her for saying she wants a break, right? I mean, for me, I was like, good for you, girl. I'm glad that she didn't lose it right there on camera. Could you imagine? This is being filmed on camera for everybody to see, and you look like...
Nope, I would lose it. I don't care. I would lose it.
I'm pretty sure I would, too.
Yeah.
I think I'd smack his face. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I would have been like the old movies, like... Psh.
Yeah, he embarrassed her in front of everyone.
Yeah.
It's not just in front of her friends or,
the world.
Yeah, it's, like, in front of the world.
And, you know, here's the thing about it. It kind of bothered me because he reminded me of a child when they're like, I did something bad. And he's like, you know, I did something bad and I want to tell you something. It just didn't seem that sincere. Even if he felt that way, it didn't look that way. And I'm a big person when it comes to any apology. Your actions say everything. Your body language, everything should be sincere. And he just, I don't know. I was a little disappointed about that whole situation.
Yeah, I need to see more.
Yeah, I definitely need to see more too. But yeah, she broke up with him. So bye,
Nima. Well, let's hope that she did. Because I feel like she could do so much better.
So much better.
And he needs the time for himself. And he even says it too. Like, he needs that time to heal to be single. And he should, link up with Mike, I guess, and get some advice from him. I don't know about Mike.
I don't know if that's the best idea.
I know. I'm just thinking, like, Mike's
like the Dalai Lama, right?
Yeah.
When Mike was like, this is a blessing. And I was like, dude.
Do you really?
Not a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, I will, right. I will say that she also could use a lesson from this as well. Erica definitely needs to know that, you cannot change a man. And you need to figure out, what's going on within yourself that makes you feel like you want to stay in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After all these years, like she said, it was the seventh inning.
Yeah, I feel like she's just probably feels like she's given so much of herself.
Yeah.
That giving up at this.
She knows her truth inside. She's got to know her truth inside. We all do. Let's just be honest. Like our consciousness, our subconscious, it speaks to us every day.
I know. When you give when I go for you for advice or something, you're like, what's the problem? What's this guy issue?
I will tell you.
At the end of it, she's looking at you with your eyes and I'm looking into
your soul.
Yeah.
Now I know where to go.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm terrible at giving my own advice.
Yes.
But I'm learning because what I do is I'll ask myself, I'll say, what's really going on here? Not your emotional self, but what's really going on here? What's the facts?
Mm-hmm.
And let me break this down.
Because
you got to think like a man when it comes to stuff like that. And it's hard because we're such emotional creatures. We can't help it.
Yeah.
One day we're like, I'm so happy. One day you're like, I'm so happy. I just want to. Oh my God, I don't know why I'm so tired. I'm hungry.
Yeah. That's me right now.
Yeah. It's seriously. And the older you get, I'm telling you, because I'm older than you ladies, not that much older. You literally, like, your emotions, like, take over, and you're like, who is in my body?
I don't know who this is right now.
Like, what is that? Yeah. Like, you're like, two-faced, you know? But anyways, I could go on and on and on about that. But anyways, so then Destiny. I'm so proud of her. She goes on a date. Mm-hmm. And with who? This hot guy. His name's Alex. Know. Do you ladies think he's hot?
Yeah.
I thought he was hot. I was like, okay, hold up. I need a little more light on the face so I can see you a little bit better. But you look hot. I need to see his eyes to know if he's a good person. That's the eyes are the window to the soul. I'm telling you.
Eyes.
So anyways, they had a ton of chemistry, right? They had a lot to talk about when it came to their families and the war. And she kind of just was like all over him after that. And I was like super excited for her. It made me really happy, genuinely happy, because I felt like she probably hasn't had that in a really long time. And I think she went into this date kind of skeptical.
Yeah.
And like in the middle of it, you could just tell like she just sort of like relaxed. And she was herself. We can learn a lot from that. Be yourself, and then that's when you'll find the perfect person for you.
I think that in the very beginning, like, she was able to set the... No, she was able to...
No, because I did this. I was like, what was that?
Take it away! I think in the beginning, she really set the tone. And she knows what she's looking for.
Yeah.
She knows herself really well.
She does. Which I love.
Yes.
We could take note
And we
note
can
from
all
that.
Take note. Yeah.
Girl.
And that's what happens when you spend the time of being single and learning more about yourself.
Yes.
So when you jump from relationship to another, sometimes you forget about yourself. Yeah. So much. I'm not saying it's like that at all situations, but it can happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so for now, it's like she's portraying this like image, like I'm a bad bee and I know what I want. Mm.
Can we talk about some of the stuff she talked about?
Yeah.
The fact that she works on a car. What was it? Like a Lincoln? I didn't write it down, but she wants a guy who is an alpha male.
Yeah,
okay.
She
He's got a big pipito. For whoever wants to know what that is, you can Google it. And then, like, I just love, like you said, I know, I went
no,
there.
No, it's my sister's childhood little teddy bear's name was Pepito.
Oh, God.
So,
it's
not that Pepito. So I was like, oh, okay.
So, yeah, she is very alpha. And I loved how he was so game with her, right?
He was.
He, like,
that's what we all need.
Yes. Men. Take note from Alex. No joke. And he paid. I was just like, okay, hold on a second. He took all her energy in and he played with it. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I went on a date the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I think.
You forgot already?
It was bad. That's why.
That's why.
The guy was so, like, it was like, he was like this. He was talking like that, you know? And he was like, yeah, I'm quiet. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, put me to bed, you know?
Yeah.
But you know it's bad. No, not to bed with him. Not to bed with him. But you know it's bad when, like, he offers you a second drink and you're like, no, thank you. Because I love tequila. So, anyways, going back to that date. Great chemistry. I like him. I hope that they work out. I want to see more of him.
There was a very deep connection, I think, after they exchanged stories you know, about their, like, background, their life, their moms. So I think that's what really connected her because she was talking about the emotional connection and the sad story, and she liked that. But I think she still needs to figure out more.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that having an emotional connection – she said sad emotional connection. Do you think that really brings you closer with a man, or do you think it can backfire?
I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
But for her, it seemed like that was a really important part of a man for her because she wanted them to be able to connect with her in that way because she always talks about being tough, being the alpha. And yes, she wants her man to be alpha as well, but she wants him to understand her and connect with her.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big part for her that made her just like, yes, I like this guy.
Yeah, I think the story, her childhood story and her growing up, it's not a story that you usually hear.
No,
and
not at all.
I have my story is extremely similar to hers. And mine was more similar to his too, because my dad left for the Gulf War and that whole situation. So I've never met anyone who's had the same similar story as I have.
Oh, that gave me chills.
So look when I
you see this?
Yeah. So when I heard her story, I was like, oh my God, I'm not the only one. And then I hear his story and I was like,
How crazy the fact
if
that
it doesn't work
like,
out, Alex, no, with no, Destiny. No. Maite is single, just no. So you know.
Am I? Yes, I am.
I got you, girl.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, like, even if it's that story or if you, I don't know, something as simple that you've gone through in life, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the guy has, like, a similar situation, you're like, oh, my God, you totally understand me. You get it.
Yeah.
And that's why she was like, okay, I can relax a little bit and be myself. Yeah.
Do you feel like maybe that was like an aha moment for you too? Like you're realizing, you know, maybe that's what we're missing in our lives when it comes to like dating in this time and age, right? Like think about that. Mm-hmm. Like it's like going back to like the root of who we are and where we came from.
Yeah.
Instead of like being focused on like the facade of, you know, every beautiful person in LA.
Yeah.
Totally you know what I mean? Sense. And, yeah. and what they do or, you know, it just... I thought this was a really great episode for that reason because you watch it and you feel like impacted by it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really, it's getting good. You guys have no idea. It's getting good. You better be here next week. Okay.
She's making it really. Destiny is really adding that touch this season.
Yeah, she is Destiny.
She's got my attention this season.
Yeah, totally. Oh, God. I wish we could get her on. Hopefully we can. We will look into it.
I feel like she would.
I totally feel like she would too. She should write a book or something. Something about growth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Destiny, come on over. Anyway, so.
We're waiting for
I'm getting
you.
Too excited here. So MJ and Gigi have been fighting a lot, obviously, since Gigi mentioned Reza and MJ having sexual relations and the fact that he was going to be in the wedding. I was really surprised that she had other issues with MJ that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
And she goes back into, you know, Big Bear and she talks about how MJ made her look really bad, right? Because it came down to her talking about Shervin and Gigi sleeping in the bed. Were you surprised by that at any point? Like, were you surprised by her bringing that up? That to me came out of left field.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be much of a problem anymore until Gigi started spitting it out during this argument in this episode. I was like, okay, I didn't know that actually bothered you.
Yeah.
And now that it's convenient for you to use it, you're using it.
She got way too, like, I don't know. She got way too heated for that situation. Like, it wasn't even that. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like their relationship, they can tell each other stuff and then, like, I don't know, sweep it under the rug.
Like they did in that argument. Yeah. That's why I was laughing because I was like, they were literally just
they're like bros,
at each other,
right?
Like bros, dudes. A second ago. And then they were just talking about her sideburns like right after. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
The Loch Ness, she says, comes out.
Loch Nessa.
You know, I think what it comes down to is that Gigi is very sensitive. You know, she tries to play off like she's like some really strong person who's like, you know, tough and she's ready to beat you up. But I think what it comes down to is that she isn't accepting her sensitive side. Let me talk to you, Gigi. Come on over. I will heal you, girl. But no, seriously, I think that if she were to just accept that she's a sensitive person, I'm a very sensitive person. I like to joke around, but sometimes I'd be like, oh, well, that hurt my feelings, but I won't say anything. And I think what's going on between, you know, Gigi and MJ is that she's holding on to a lot of resentment from the past and she's bringing it into the future.
Yeah.
Or the presence, because that's not the future. Okay. but yeah, I think that's really what's going on. And I'm so glad that MJ was the bigger person and she reached, you know, she sort of like reached out her hand like an olive branch and she offered this like peace. And that's huge for MJ.
I was going to say, was anyone surprised by that? I was like, okay.
Huge.
That's what I wrote. I was like, so much patience. I'm like, where is this coming from?
Yes.
Which she said was, you know, dealing with the whole situation with her dad, it's becoming something that's teaching
real.
Me a lesson. And I was like, that's, you can see
it. Makes me want to, like, cry. Like, literally, think about this, guys. Like, she's losing her father, and she's seeing a positive in this. Like, that's what life's about. Like, honestly, God, see, this panel today? Oh, my God.
Just throwing life lessons left and right. Yeah.
No joke. Today was one of those days where I had an audition today, and then I had a fitting, and I had both people be really rude to me and really mean, and I was just talking to my mom. I was like, I'm good. Like, I let this roll off my shoulder because it's not my problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's whatever issue is going on in their life. You know, that has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with anybody in that scenario except for that person specifically. But, yeah, we could totally learn from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we just, you know, I don't know, just see life in a bigger way and realize, like, we are here for a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
And we could literally spend years upset with people and, like, not forgiving and, like, being hard on ourselves. But if we could just, like, learn this little piece of, like, wisdom that, like, MJ is giving us.
Yeah.
We could, man, we can make money moves. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I'm glad to see her really, like, trying and really taking what she's learning from the situation and applying it to herself as a person. Because I think MJ needs that. Because she's always, sometimes she's really bitter. Like, the situation with Asa, she was so bitter about that.
Oh, she needs to go and apologize. That's all I gotta say.
It's like,
and hopefully.
I wish she was going, not, I don't wish she was going through that situation, but I wish she had realized that earlier when Asa was pregnant and she was trying to reach out to them and she kind of just pushed her away. But, you know, things happen and time goes by. But maybe now she can, you know, fix it, which I'm sure she has already.
Yeah. Maybe she probably invited her to the wedding.
Yeah.
Or some sort. She did?
Okay. I think we will see.
Spoiler.
But I'm surprised too because she is planning a wedding. She has all this stuff going on with her dad. And then on top of that, having to deal with Gigi, I feel like she's eliminating some of the stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
And she's getting it over with and learning how to handle certain situations. That's so tough though. It's really tough to have a friend like Gigi because I can relate because I'm tough too to be a friend, but I don't think I'm that tough.
No, you're not.
Like, man, you know, some friends, I'm like, if you guys should watch the show because if you can have that much patience with her, like anybody can have lesser patience with other people that aren't as huge and making such big deals about stuff.
Well, I think what it really comes down to is they really love each other.
Yeah.
Right? They're really like family, honestly. You know, they could be really upset about something. And I think they get so upset about things because they do care so much. And they do get hurt because you're like, well, you're supposed to be my family and you're treating me like this. But I don't know. I'm interested to see like how the rest of this show continues. Like, there's going to be a lot of groundbreaking things, right? I mean, even Mike donating clothes to the homeless and having them all involved. Yeah, like, I was like, wow, that's not like Mike, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to change. Maybe this is a season of change. Yeah. That's why I mentioned that earlier. Season of change.
He gave out those good blankets. They're like the San Marcos blankets, the ones that like...
Oh,
we all bought, you know, like the thick ones for the winter.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, like
the best ones.
Yeah, he gave out the good stuff.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, can I make? No, there's people who need a lot more than I do. You know,
there was like one point in this episode that Mike said something to, I think it was Reza when he was talking about investing in that whole shampoo thing.
Oh yeah,
and then he was like, take it from me. You can't keep things from the people you love. And I was like, is he actually learning right now?
Yeah.
Was that a breakthrough moment? 100%.
I wrote something else that he said, but it was basically, you know, I can't remember what it was, but basically the same thing. Like he was saying, he was trying to give relationship advice, right? And he was calling it relationship 101. And he was like talking about Nima and like how he should live his truth kind of in a roundabout way. So yeah, like I'm liking this side of Mike. You know, hopefully it's genuine.
It goes on and off for me.
Yeah.
But like second, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like you did say something that made sense finally.
Makes you want to turn.
Well, here's the thing that I always keep in mind is even if someone is not necessarily genuine when they're doing something, eventually, because you're putting the energy out there to do something that's helpful or you know, just anything positive, eventually I feel like it starts to shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like when they say like you don't believe in, you know, you write a list of like the things that you want in your life, right? And then you start thinking about those things and you're like, well, I don't know if this is going to really happen or not. But then eventually it shifts. And I'm not joking you. I wrote a list 2 weeks ago and I had, no joke, I could show you guys. I had a film that I did on Sunday. I had an audition on Monday. I had an audition today. I booked a shoot for Tuesday. So it's like all this stuff that I had been thinking about, like, this is what I want. It started like popping up.
Mm-hmm.
I meant, I actually met this great guy. He's nice. We'll talk about that later. But I did go on another date, so I'm bad for that. But yeah, like I think wherever you put your energy, mm-hmm. that's what you get back. And it's constant. It's like working out, right? You have to do it every day or you have to be consistent. Otherwise, it just mm-hmm. it just goes downhill, you know? Yeah. And we have to do that with our mind too. So yeah, this episode just brought
yeah,
so
you're making
much
me
wisdom.
Feel some type of way today. Yeah.
Well, good. I hope this is the honestly, you guys, I get nervous doing these things, but I will be honest with you. I think it's so important that because we have such an awesome platform and Maria talks about, I was listening to her podcast today and I was like listening to her talk about like her shifting her energy over, yeah. I think it was, she went to go get a salad and they were rude to her and she was just like, I just smiled and I was like, thank you. And literally guys, I know it sounds so cheesy, but she's right. And we have this platform where we can change people's lives and they can come and they can just have a sense of relief and just watch us and have, you know, someone yeah. to like talk to. And we want to inspire you to do things in your life and be better. So thank you guys. Seriously. Like there goes the chills again. But yeah. So, speaking of fans, do we have any other fans that we want to shout out?
Well, Lawrence is just chiming in and giving so much good stuff. Oh. He says, I love being single because you can eat what you want, sleep when you want, and watch whatever you want on TV.
Well, let me tell you.
And then he also adding to what you just mentioned, he said, hashtag believe in your search and thoughts.
Yes. Yeah.
Turn those frowns upside down.
And going back to the relationship thing, you should be able to watch and eat and do all that stuff that you want to do with the person that you're with.
Yeah.
That's the key, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. We want to be comfortable, like, if we're by ourselves, but with someone else who will accept us for who mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, do we have any news?
Yes, we do.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, MJ.
Yes. Today is MJ's birthday. So, a big happy birthday to her.
Yay. Do you know how old she is?
No, I think is it 46 or 45 now?
MJ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 46. She's turning 47.
Oh, wow. Girl. She looks good. I give it to her. She's looking
That's
good.
That's why I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. All curvy and luscious and stuff. Go, That's girl. That's why I'm like. I love how she, like, loves her curves.
When I first found out her age, I was like, no. Mm-hmm. No.
I have a girlfriend. I won't say her name, but she's 41, and she looks amazing. Like, every time we go somewhere, they look at her ID, and they're like, no way. Every time. I'm not joking you. Every time. They're like, what? No way. I Goals. Went shopping with her the other day for some, like, oil and stuff for the face. I was like, I need to look like you when I'm that age, okay, girl?
Okay, so I have some news. So it looks like someone is looking for sperm, and that would be Gigi. Ooh. She came out saying that it's time for her next chapter in life, which is single motherhood. And she told US Magazine, I'm hunting right now for sperm. She also revealed that her marriage kind of prepared her for motherhood and that now she wants a baby girl after years of wanting a boy. She says, quote unquote, if you're a single parent as a woman, I would not know what to do with the boy, she explains. She says she wouldn't know what to do with him and she'd probably turn him into an evil fighting machine because she's so alpha. And then she added as well towards the end, she says, I don't want a relationship with a man. I want a good father figure for my child. So I need to know he's educated, that he can teach his child enough about how to live and get through life and be very, very financially set to make sure he takes care of his baby mama. Mm. So it sounds to me that there's an offer out there and she's like, if you want me to have your kid, you got to take care of me and the kid.
Well, you know, it sounds like her and Mona have the same goals in life. Mm-hmm. Maybe Nima should have the baby with her and then they raise it together. Mona and Gigi, right?
Yeah. That would be something.
That would be another show. That mm-hmm. would be another show. Do we have any predictions?
Oh, I love this. Now, your Buzz TV
predictions. I'm trying to think because there's many things I predict. I just don't know. I predict more problems within Reza and Adam's relationship because Reza seems to really be pushing that away, the whole baby situation, and I don't see it going anywhere good if Adam's going to continue to be that pushy.
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
Reza doesn't do good with pressure.
No, he doesn't. What about you, Maite? You have one? If not, I can go.
I think Mike will continue on his relationship with his, what's his
Morgan.
Girl's name? Morgan. Which I kind of got to see her face a lot better because I feel like in the last episodes her hair is covering her. I think he's going to take it all the way with her and have an like a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I can see that. Yeah. Absolutely. My prediction is Erica and Gigi actually become really good friends. Ooh. And they like talk about Nima and they like commiserate together. I don't know.
That would be something else.
That would be something else. I feel like because they showed us that they sort they of had like some conversed, a little bit of, you know, tension. I feel like it's going to be the opposite of that.
Ugh, he makes it so obvious.
I know.
He makes me want to barf.
He kind of likes it. He likes it. Ugh. He likes that energy.
I can't make up my mind about Nima. Gosh.
Yes.
I know. Me either. We're all like up and down.
Yeah.
And
just,
I need, that's why I say I need to see more.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear his name, though, it makes me think of Nemo. don't ask me why.
I also want to know more about Mona. She's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
I know. She. You think she's going to have a storyline?
I don't know.
Because all she does is, like, sit.
Hey,
you never get to hear her
guys.
Talk.
So good to see you.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you hear from her.
Yeah.
Can I just say, since you mentioned Morgan, I really love that she, like, she cut herself and then she was like, it happens. And she kept on going when they were like.
That was
like,
an interesting point.
When they were, you know, loading the truck with the donations. I thought I was like, yes, girl, that's me. Like, I do that all the time. I'm like, who cares?
You have to be if you're with Mike.
Yes, exactly.
True.
Yeah, a little gritty. I guess this is going to be the end of our show. Why don't you sign out, ladies? Let us know where they can find you.
You want to go? Go.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Donya Marie, and you can find me on all social media platforms at DonyaMarie9.
And I'm Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And also Monday nights, Real Housewives of OC at 8 o'clock.
Ooh, I love that show. I've been watching it. Hey, everybody. Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's CRISTAL823. Please like us on iTunes, subscribe, comment, anything else you can think of. Yeah, just tune in, you know? Tell
tweet
us what
us.
You want to see. Yeah, tweet us and let us know if you want to see something on our show. We'll add it, you know, we'll look over it. And then
come
we'll,
have fun with us.
We might add it. But thank you so much for tuning in. I cannot wait for the next episode of Shaw's of Sunset. So see you here.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.